NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we are jacking into The Matrix, using the Matrix D6 system, and we're playing a special modified version of the D6 system that you may have heard from that we used for the Star Wars franchise, and now we're sort of jacking into the Matrix using that same system. I am the Game Master, Steve Snowball Sailor, and I am joined with, to my left,
Julian, there is no Spoon Spillane.
And then we have, to your left,
Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo.
Nice. And then to your left,
Cassie Casabellachu Chu.
Choo-choo.
And then we have in the control room, soon to be joining us in the studio,
Mystery Cock.
Yes. Hello, sir.
Hi, everyone.
Alrighty.
Welcome back. It's like we were just here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great to be back together again.
Yeah.
Shit got real last time.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second.
That poor red shirt.
We'll get to that in a second. But first off, I want to say that this episode is sponsored by awfuldesigns.com, where you can be able to get some awesome t-shirts, geek and otherwise, for anything from bronies to Doctor Who, anything like that at all. And then also, these words are terrible, wouldn't be possible without nobleknights.com, where RPG or role-playing is never out of print. I don't even know if that's the slogan, but it should be, because you can be able to get some awesome, awesome role-playing books off that site, and for not expensive. And then we're talking about books that are amazing and are completely, they would be extremely difficult to find somewhere else. All right, so without any further ado, we're going to get started. Last time on The Matrix Deletion.
So holy shit, guys.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, really, holy shit.
While the crew of the Athens joined with the program Alistair Astaire, were investigating a haunted home with inside the megacity in the suburbs, and they found the part of the Darius crew.
Yes.
His name was Rabbit.
The sacrificial offering.
Offering. As they made their way to the hardline, Darius called first. Rabbit picked up and was suddenly code seemed to disappear around him. He exploded in a shard of green and red code.
Oh. And that's not supposed to happen.
Yes.
Operator, what's going on?
And now we leave off to where you go. So that just happened in front of you.
What just happened? We say to the operator.
Uh-huh. All right.
I'm not going to use the hard line. I'm going to speak it from one of our cell phones to Ares.
I have no clue what's going on. What the hell happened down there?
Well, what did you see? He was uploading and then he didn't.
I just saw code was there and then code was not. That was it. And I just got hold of the Darius. Apparently, the guy was being uploaded and all of a sudden his body convulsed and was gone. It poof, he's dead. There's no way of coming back.
Can I roll a technical just to even see if I know what's going on?
Sure. Go ahead.
Having seen the code disappear before my very eyes. Oh, I rolled a 6 on my wild die.
Okay.
I rolled another 6 on my wild die.
All right. Okay.
I rolled another 6 on my wild die.
Wow. Holy crap. Three times in a row.
4 on my
six
on my wild
die. Oh, my God.
This is a way to die. Cow. This isn't real.
Wow. All right. So that's 29 just on the die. 35.
Oh, and Radix just broke the game.
34, 38, 42, 47.
Way to screw over the GM in like his first go. Thanks a lot there, Julian.
Okay.
He solved the mystery of the Crystal Caves, the end. Okay.
But yeah, that's it. You guys are done. We're out here. All right. Thanks for joining us in these words that are terrible. Brought to you by NoelandEye.com.
Everything
is good again. Neo basically is all right. It's everything's fine. The machines gave up.
We're going home. Vacation.
Okay. So you using your hacker skills, you kind of go into extreme focus in your mind. You can see the code of the Matrix for what it was.
So what we saw only lasted a second, but for Julian, it went slow down.
It was some kind of bullet time. Yes. Just that's letting you guys know. Anytime you roll a double six, you're gonna go into bullet time.
And what happens if you roll a quadruple six?
You basically become Neo for a second.
Okay.
You can see the code for what it was, for what it is, and you realize that there is a virus that has been inserted into the hard line. You don't know where it's from. You can tell that it's not made.
So Rabbit wasn't infected.
Rabbit wasn't infected, the hard line was. And as soon as anything transfers from the hard line into the real world, the virus went with him and disrupted the code of Rabbit's mind.
I'm going to communicate that to the group here that there is a virus.
Okay, well, bigger picture, you guys are trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one else is safe. Your ship can't get word, but there is currently a ship that can. We should get our operator to tell the Darius what we know and stop people from getting trapped until we figured this out.
Do it.
We'll do.
Like,
yep. Ares is now.
We have to go into quarantine.
Ares in the real world is now trying to be able to set up drops and contact as many captains as he can, or many operators as he can, with it, because right now you guys are all on broadcast depth within the hovercrafts. Everybody is that's injected into the Matrix.
I'm not privy to this information, but I mean, how many people could possibly be in the Matrix right now who are in much danger?
No one would really know because every sort of
cell operation.
Yeah, it's sort of like every cell knows just what their cell is doing. That's it. They don't know everything else. They know who their friends are. Mm-hmm. They know Zion Command has sent out orders to people, but that's about it. So, Ares,
dozens to hundreds.
Dozens to hundreds of ships could be out there, and so Ares is going to try to contact as many people as he can. And there's likely to be some casualties along the way. You do not know. Now, I want everyone to roll a perception check.
All right, let's hope for quadruple sixes again. It's pretty pretty likely.
Ooh, a six.
I have bonus dice on investigation of stealth. Okay, he did.
Did you seriously roll a double six?
No, one.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, just base perception, not worry about any other particular skill like perception and stealth.
I know.
Just perception.
Only 14 to perception.
14,
I got
okay.
15.
12. 12?
15 to perception.
I rolled a 4.
Okay. All right. You begin to see outside of the window of the principal's office a cat walk by, and then you see another cat.
Oh, no.
Similar.
No. We have to
cat.
Go.
Oh, no. Deja vu.
And all I got to say is, you hear the code start to kind of morph just outside the window, and you see an agent pop up in the playground. He sees where you are.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? And he's coming towards you.
Fucking
to my car, two blocks away. Let's go. Let's get to the car.
Let's run.
Maybe, right. Guys, I might get lucky. I might roll 4 more sixes. I can kill an agent. Wouldn't that be amazing instead of that, I've done it while engaging an agent?
Yeah, okay. That would have done it, actually. Well, no, it wouldn't.
It would have made a very nice blow to the agents.
You might have surprised. You might have felt surprised for the first time since his creation.
All right, so what are you guys
doing? I roll to run.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm rolling a run as well.
Yep.
I roll an 8.
Okay.
Ooh, I rolled a 6 on my wild die.
Me too.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
And then a 4.
Okay,
16 to run.
16 to run.
24.
Erica?
22.
Okay, so who had the lowest one? 8. Was it you, Justin?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're behind the group, so you're going to have to roll a dodge check because this agent's going to be shooting at you.
Fine. Now, should I also alter my image to hide what I look like?
No, it's not going to work against an agent.
And you need concentration for that, too.
You do need, well, yeah. And you're running, so
yeah,
you can't...
Yeah, well, no, it would be surface changes. And I mean, just take a bite.
He knows what you guys did whatever, so okay. He's chasing after you.
All right, so dodge?
Dodge, yes.
9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Character. Oh. I'm going to roll a character dice on top of that.
Okay. So, all right. Well, the good thing is that he rolled a 1 on the wild die and a 6 on the wild die again.
Oh.
So you are lucky.
Agent fuckface.
I also rolled a 13.
Okay. Yeah. You the bullet just grazed your arm. So it didn't. It didn't pierce any skin. It just made a nice rip in your. Trench coat that you had.
My, because I am wearing a vest. How would that work? It's a 2D of protection.
You would add that to your strength. So that if you were taking damage, it would be
So after I get hit,
yeah,
I would roll again to find out how badly I got hit. Because I'm trying to figure out how that works versus dodging. I just want to make sure that my protection is actually being put to use.
If you were shot straight on, you would need to add your armor to that because, if you got hit, you would need to determine, that would determine.
Good to know.
Yeah, how much.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, so
it shot me through the coat of my arm, or the arm of my coat, and it's really grazed.
So, all right.
Fuck.
Have you guys made it? Because where was your car? Your car parked?
Well, we ended up not taking it. We ended up walking, didn't we?
And we're running back to the car. So the car is parked outside the house.
Yeah, so it's about 2 blocks away. So you guys are still running?
Yeah.
Okay.
Running.
Okay, everybody roll another dodge check. Because he's still going to keep shooting at you.
Oh,
much better.
Okay.
Woo! 22. No, wait. Ah, shit. I'm only supposed to roll 3 instead of 4. I'll take away the highest die. That becomes, goes from 22 to a 16.
Okay, I got a 1 on my wild die.
14.
So.
Okay, roll again.
Okay, 5. Oh,
okay, all right, okay. Okay.
17.
13. So who had the smallest one? You, Cassie?
Is that me?
Dodge?
I had 14.
You had a 14, and Justin, you had,
16.
16. So, okay. So, he's shooting at you, and he did extremely well. So, let's see. How much damage does he do? Okay. So, you basically you're wounded. That's about it right now. So you got, he shoots at you, and he kind of nicks you in the...
What kind of penalties go with being wounded?
We'll go with a minus 1d to your to any dodge.
Okay.
Pretty much minus 1d to everything. Yeah, so you got shot in the back of the leg, so you kind of stumble. You don't fall over, but you stumble as you're still running towards the car. So how close are you guys to the car at this point?
Well, it was 2 blocks away.
2 blocks
so
away.
How
so
far have we made
it? At this point, you would
have
made about a block and a half, so you can see the car at this point.
I want to run a little faster.
Okay, all right.
Because I was kind of at the back, so I will use a run roll again.
Yeah. If everybody has a run roll, roll it now, just to see if you can do it.
Oh, by the way,
actually, I'm just gonna hack the matrix to run a bit faster.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
go for it.
How does that work? How does hack the matrix?
So does
work?
Anyone have who has hacked the matrix?
Well, I do.
Okay, so hack the matrix allows you to do seemingly impossible feats, and it's up to Steve to determine the difficulty. But somewhere around it, it's like easy rolls are about 10, moderate rolls are about 25, and difficult rolls are about 50. So like running to a car is probably a simple thing.
If I've got Hack the Matrix and I've got 1D on Hack the Matrix, would I add that to my run 3 dexterity?
You use that. Yeah. You use your dex. If you had, so you added, you put 1D.
So I'll get 4 dice.
Yeah. 4 dice. Yeah, you just added 1 extra dice. Where's Cassie?
I take your cue.
Yeah. Hopefully we start blurring.
All right. Okay. Let me know what everyone gets.
Some very vigorous shaking there going on.
15 to hack the matrix.
Okay.
11.
Erica?
16.
Cassie?
That is a... Sorry,
so you guys are just running, right? Because you don't have hack the matrix,
do you? I don't
have it.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
Nope. 8.
8? Cassie? Really? Okay.
Well, I am wounded.
Yeah, you are wounded, so you're not... You... yeah, you know what? Let me see. Okay, yeah, he misses. He tries to shoot at you again, and just because you stumble a little bit, and the bullet that was going to hit you just barely misses your head. So you're okay. All right, so now at this point, you guys are at the car. So who's...
I'm driving.
You're driving? Okay.
I'll let you drive. It's my carpet. It's fine. The carpet's fine.
Someone giving you the keys?
Oh, yeah. shit. Okay.
This is the Matrix. You can't get out of
it. Roll dexterity to toss keys as we're blurring past the speed of sound.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a really good roll. Look at that.
Right.
8, 6, 14.
Okay. As since Julian was not necessarily the fastest before, he tosses the keys as Julian reaches to the front doors. He grabs it in midair and then opens up the doors.
Badass.
And
we're
going to
swing around and pick up the slowpoke.
Yeah, hops in. And then Julian unlocks all the doors. You guys get into the car. And you guys, I assume you guys drive away. Roll your mechanical.
I'm rolling my actual drive automobile skill.
Yeah, okay. Roll it.
All right. Okay, so that's 12, 17, 20.
Okay. All right.
Well, you have drive automobile plus one. So,
you start the car,
problem. I'll stop shoulder die rolling, backseat rolling.
Yeah. You start the car, and it turns on normally, and then you just speed off. And as the agent was just right about at the car, he stops.
Oh, so this isn't like Terminator 2 where he's going to go silver handed.
No, he's not. He stops. And then this is a little bit kind of outside of you guys as well. He stops and he points his finger to his ear, and he says, "Mission complete. Hardline compromised. Return. Phase 2 now commences."
Okay, but Maida, we don't know that he said that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, add a little bit of extra.
All right, I direct you guys to my apartment that I've been staying at off the grid. Where I've been hiding. It's in a more rundown area of the city. Low rent bachelor kind of a place. But because of that, it's easier to blend in and hide around than where someone like Alistair would live and is registered to live. I stopped doing that once I stopped helping you. It's kind of, you know, they all know where I live. Let's not do that. I'm in the phone book. Let's not do that. So the crappy apartment. As it is, with the low rent and the cockroaches. This place is run down. This is, I'm trying to think of a place that was similar in The Matrix, but not really. But I mean, even like, remember the Lionhead room? Everything's all old and faded, badly painted, that kind of thing. Single light bulb that's exposed hanging from a ceiling. So anyway, it's enough for us to hide in because we're trapped here. Well, you're trapped here. Welcome to my world.
So do we make it there without event?
Yes, you do make it there without event. Okay. The agent does not chase you. You make it to his apartment, no problems.
All right. Sweet. So, fuck.
Okay.
Now
my
what?
Suggestion right now, I can reach out to some contacts, find out if there's anyone in the Matrix, another program, that might know what to do in this situation, might know more than me. But it'll take a little time. So while that happens, we need to learn. So you're pretty good with the code thing. So let's see if we can get a recording from the operator, use our computers, and just go over between the... I don't know if there's a connection between this ghost. Probably not. If it's the hard line, that's worse. I was thinking maybe the ghost did something, but I think that's wrong now.
I'm going to, as well, I'm going to attempt to assemble a program to act as a hardline receiver.
Okay.
Just to make sure, hope, you know, the next hardline we want to test, I can make it test the line first.
Like a fake signal just to see if it's safe to transmit.
Yeah, it's just a auto receiver.
Sure.
Picks up, listens. So I'm going to, it takes me 1d6 turns to do that, but we're not measuring in rounds.
Right.
Either way, it takes me 6 rounds to do it. And I'm going to roll for that.
Okay.
Meanwhile, it takes a few minutes.
I'll use my streetwise, Steve, to. So that's actually I get a lot. That's why I dumped everything I have.
Okay. All right.
I use my streetwise to ask the contacts around town, the alleyways and the bars and the people that I would have known as a reporter, and 10, 20.
I got a 32 on my. Roll, though,
I think that's a 24.
Okay. All right. So yes, you can you successfully create a program they can test out to set up in a hard line. Now there is no hard line at his apartment, so you can't. You still need to test it, but you have a working prototype.
There's a payphone down the road. You know, like you can test it out there.
But if you want to make your way out there,
yeah. Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm just guessing since I'm around here. I have a little bit more of an easier way walking around. I use my streetwise. I rolled a 25.
Okay.
To just learn if there's any word on the street of anyone who would know the intricacies of a hard line and how someone could have the skill to do this.
You were all the contacts that you were able to contact. Some had heard of what is happening. Some haven't. Some have seen.
So there have been more than one casualty.
There has been more than one casualty. But you don't know who. Neither do they. They just see that all of a sudden the same thing, and a group of people going towards a hard line, and same kind of code, red and to green or green to red. And
are all the hard lines compromised, or are there still safe places?
There are still safe ones, but your contacts don't know which ones are safe or not, and they could be.
So it's a Russian roulette game.
Exactly.
Every time you go, though.
So but they none of the contacts that you contact know anything. Where it came from. This is something that's beyond their programming. So,
except, I know of a place.
There is a place
that was given privy to me.
Yes.
So, the people I know nothing. The people I've been asking around have not heard. I let you know. There's been casualties. Some places are safe. Some places are not. Mm-hmm. They don't know how they're even being compromised. There is a place in town. I haven't used him myself. There's the word. A bartender at a club. It's Delphi or Delphine or something like that. No, Dionysus. That's the place. Club Dionysus. We can try that place. But I honestly, it's not. You guys need to get your own apartment. This is a temporary situation because you're drawing too much attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I didn't sign on to whole resistance fighters hideaway.
I think the only thing we can do right now, if that's like a potential, then we should probably try and head over there and see if we can figure this out.
Before we go to the club, I am going to go test my device on the payphone outside.
Okay.
One more thing. Could I get some help from Tetra to get this bullet out of the back of my leg?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Probably a good idea.
I'll use stealth, too. I won't be with you at the payphone, but I'll be nearby keeping a watch out. So if I notice anything out of the ordinary, I can give you a warning.
Sure.
In case, agents are watching.
I think you're good.
Which they probably are.
I got 15 first aid, so
okay,
should be fine.
it'll take a few minutes for you to heal up, but it's perfectly okay. The bullet's out.
Yeah,
you're not bleeding anymore, so you just bandaged up and you're good.
So
might be limping a little bit, but you're fine.
I'll have a 15 stealth, and I'll be out holding watch.
Sure,
like across the street.
Okay,
I don't know, from a rooftop or whatever. Just keeping an eye on the payphone while Radix is testing it out.
Okay,
So I'm gonna go up to the payphone and. Plug my little device into the line.
Okay. Roll your computer operations skill.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 15, 18, 24.
24, okay. You insert the code into the hard line. You send a signal over to the Ares. The Ares confirms that it can go through. You realize that this hard line is not compromised, so it is okay. However, it's not perfect. You won't die from it, from connecting to a hard line, but you could take some serious damage.
Like lose a limb or something.
Yeah, you might. You're gonna feel it.
Would they still be in? Would they be able to jack out, or would they be trapped in the matrix still and just hurt?
Let's just say we don't know. You don't know.
Well, I let Ares know about the status of the hard line on my cell phone,
yep,
just so that he can start tracking which ones
are
valid.
Okay.
For the sake of mankind.
Okay. All right. So, in this that's fine. Are you guys heading back to the apartment?
Yeah, I'll check on these guys, and then I guess we regroup and go visit this Club Dionysus.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you guys are going to the club?
Yeah. Let's go for it.
Let's all go to the lobby.
All right. So you guys make your way. It's around nighttime. You make your way towards Club Dionysus.
I'm way too old for this scene. My character, he's just way... he's like Tom Brokaw. He's like old. What is he doing at a rave club? That's going to stand out. I use alter residual image to make myself just look a little bit more like I'm 20.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Sounds good.
So as you guys, you make your way to the club. There is a bouncer at the door. He waves you guys in, no problem. Don't worry about it. And as you make your way in, sort of the music vibrates every corner of the club, so that no matter which room you're in, you will always hear music. It's a club for copper tops. Resistance and exile programs to meet and be merry. So you can be able to tell that there is humans, unawakened and awakened, and also there's exiles there as well. The club is very packed. And also the lighting is not exactly the greatest. It's flashing everywhere. But when you walk in, you do see the dance floor in front of you, and you see two bars, one on the left side of the room and the right side of the room. And there is a spiral staircase on the far back of the room that leads up to the second floor, which is a balcony that overlooks the dance floor. Mm-hmm. And then you see above that a secluded room that is guarded. You can see there's several guards in front of there, and you can't see what's inside, but you know that there is a third floor as well.
Other awakened here, other resistance members, in other words, do we want to warn them in case they don't know, or do we want to just keep to ourselves?
We might not even know who they are,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Because cells and whatnot, so I think that's probably asking too many questions too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go order a drink.
Okay.
It's the bartender.
All right, what do you guys want to do? These guys are going to the bar.
Oh, I'm going to the bar. I would love a drink right now.
I'm sticking close to them.
Okay. All right.
So it's only real for me.
Okay. All right. So you do see the bartender behind the bar. He's very busy. He's pouring drinks left and right. He's flirting with the girls, giving them free drinks and doing body shots. He's basically the stereotypical kind of bartender. He's having fun. It's a good night. He's getting a few tips here and there. This is going to be one of those very busy nights that he's going to do very well in.
And what have I heard about this bartender?
He's the guy that you know that if you can't get here anything, if your contacts don't know anything, mm-hmm, this is the guy that keeps his ear to the ground. He overhears conversations. He either knows what's happening, either at least something what's happening, or at least knows the person that can be able to get in touch with to be able to let you know what's happening.
Okay.
So what do you guys do?
I flag him over.
All right. He comes over and he goes, "All right, boys. And girls, wow, nice. Looking good there. What can I get you, pretty ladies?"
I guess it's us. Can I use my womanly charms to persuade him to, one, give me a free vodka tonic,
for you tonight, free vodka tonics as much as you want, baby.
Okay. And to give us a little bit of information of this, what is the bartender we're looking for? Or who are we looking for?
He is the bartender.
He is the bartender. Yeah.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you are. Okay.
I'm the bartender, baby. Yeah.
No. To give us more information, I don't know, what were you going to say?
So, yeah, we're having some phone problems.
Yes, phone problems.
Some phone problems. I can say some cell phones, baby. I got some Nokias. I got some Samsungs. What do you want? I can hook you up.
Actually, we're looking to repair some landlines.
Alistair, I didn't even see you there, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, you don't usually come here very often anymore. You used to. I miss you, buddy. What do you have for drink, sir?
Well, honestly, I'd rather walk out with a solution tonight.
Solution? I can help you out. Give me about 5 minutes.
He goes over towards his sort of bartender chick that is also.
Okay. I want to, by the way, while this is happening, use my the perception that I have to. There we are. How sincere is this guy to be happy and healthy, as I said here, with my 20?
What do you want to know?
He's being like really friendly, free drinks, no problem, 5 minutes, be right back.
Yeah.
I mean, has he got like a shotgun under the table, a button that he's pressing? Like, I'm just trying to read him in his face.
Yeah,
is he bullshitting me?
He's totally like he is definitely trustworthy.
So
he wants to be friends with everybody. It doesn't matter because if he can be friends with everybody, he'll get more bigger tips. That's what he's looking for.
I'm gonna keep my eye on the guards on the third floor.
Okay, all right.
Is the bartender,
they're not really doing anything. They're just kind of keeping an eye.
Do we know that? We don't know.
No, you don't know that.
Okay, we don't know.
So
that's fine. He's just the bartender.
All right. So he basically tells the barmaid Gloria to kind of take over. He comes. He goes, "I'm taking a break. I'll be right back." Kind of leads you towards the end of the bar, the kind of the back, sort of not necessarily a back corner, but just a secluded part of the bar. He loses a bit of it, like of his friendly charm, but he's not necessarily like he's not unfriendly. He's just sort of like
more business-like.
All right, Alistair, what can I do for you?
Well, like I said, we're having phone trouble.
Phone trouble. Okay,
I
hear you.
Phone trouble.
I hear you. What do you want to know about the phones?
Well, we need to get them repaired. They're not working the way they're supposed to.
I have heard something a little bit about that. I think I might know someone who can be able to help you out. Well,
what do you want?
I gotta make a living somehow, you know. I just kind of want. I have an apartment I gotta pay for. I mean, I kind of have a place for the chicks to come back to, you know. I just I could use a little something, something.
Well, a little something, something. What do you think that I have? You do know, like, I've got nothing left.
Come on, you're Alistair Astaire. You're TV anchor. You must have got something little put away in there. I might be persuaded for a little bit of company time with the ladies here. You know,
fat chance.
Honestly, I'd rather give him the keys to the car.
give him
the keys to the car.
You know what? Tell you what. We'll negotiate about that later. So, you need to talk to Deanna.
Oh, I could have just used my bargain skill that I actually have trained.
Thanks for telling me.
Too late now. There we are.
Is it good?
That would have been great.
It would have been a great little 16 that I rolled.
Okay, all right. Basically, you knocked him down to, like, you would do you would do him a favor later.
Yeah,
so,
I'll owe you.
Yeah, all right, fine. What you need to do is you need to talk to Deanna. She's upstairs. She can help you out. She knows what's going on.
All right. How much does Deanna know about my friend's situation?
She would say she knows enough.
Okay. Cryptic.
Enough is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Let's go talk to the Wicked Witch of the balcony.
All right. So, and then the bartender kind of goes off and kind of does his thing. He's now, he sees another bevy of ladies there, and he's trying to hit them up for a good time, let's just say.
Mind you, my character probably looks like she's 17. She's older than that, but she looks like she's like 17.
Yeah.
Technically, the bouncer
was like, he let you in for obvious reasons.
Right. Probably because you were loaded with like three weapons.
There's that. All right. So, what are you, guys going to head up to?
Down the stairs.
Okay.
And I'm looking around as we're doing this, still like investigating.
Sure.
My surroundings. Just.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, I'm not comfortable here. And, I mean, go figure. And I don't trust these people. 10, 16, 19.
19?
No, wait. I got to remove the highest die. That's plus 2, not an extra. Oh, no, no, it is. 5 die. 19, 20, 21.
21. Okay. All right.
Just keeping an eye on people and movements, mostly the bouncers.
Yeah, the bouncers, you can tell that they are definitely not Copper Tops. You recognize them as autonomous programs meant to do one simple job, is to basically be a bodyguard. And as you make your way up the stairs,
I point that out to Radix. Yeah. Program.
You got it.
And actually, everyone roll a perception check real quick.
Decent.
14.
19.
Okay. 19. Oh, boy. I got a 1 on my wild die.
No.
Ooh.
Okay.
You're all right?
5. Yeah, she's 7, fine.
8.
Okay. 8? Okay.
Yeah.
And, 19.
Okay. So you, some of you guys notice that as you move up towards the third floor, the exile programs are a little bit stronger than you move up.
Yeah.
They're definitely people you could trifle with, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend it.
Yeah.
Because they may have a chip on their shoulder. You never know.
This place what's the reputation of Club Dionysus?
The reputation of Club Dionysus is basically it is a place for it's just exiles and Copper Tops to be able to meet and mingle and not and kind of have a little bit of a safe harbor, so to speak. There could be definitely some shady dealings happening within the club, but nothing really out of the ordinary. Let's just say there has been some shady characters that would have walked in and out, but nothing that would have really caught your huge attention.
It's a club for you.
It's a club. That's exactly it. All right. So have you guys made your way? Where are you right now?
Yeah, we're right at the top of the stairs.
Right at the top of the stairs. Okay. So a bouncer is kind of stopping you. Looks over at Deanna, and Deanna kind of gives you guys a once over, and she's like, nods, and the bouncer kind of steps away, and allows you guys to come up, and he goes, "I don't usually deal with you four, but I'm willing to make an exception if it's worth my while." Hello, Alistair. It's good to see you again.
Oh, have we met? I meet so many people.
In passing. What can I do for you?
As we mentioned to the bartender downstairs, we're having some phone troubles.
Some phone troubles, eh? Yeah. You know, I had heard about something like that.
Their phones keep getting dropped.
Yeah, I have heard about that. I might be able to help you out, but I mean, I don't know you three from a hole in the ground. I know Alistair. I see him on the tube. He's kind of he's very good at what he does. What can you be able to do to prove your worth to me?
How do we even know you can help us? How is this even possible?
You don't. Let's just say it can be very worth your while.
Well,
I've made the meeting. You guys, so do what you want.
Right now, normally I'd be able to offer you the world from our copious. You know what we're capable of generating and creating, but we can't leave. So, you help us. We'll supply you with things you need.
That's a possibility. They've treated me very well since I've come to know them. They can be trusted.
All right.
Just don't give them the runaround.
I can understand that. What about you two?
What do you have to say?
I can't just trust a part of the party and not the rest.
No, I know. I mean, we'll offer you whatever help we can in exchange, but we need this information, and it's vital for us to know this information as soon as we can.
I think I might be able to help you out, but I need you to do one little extra thing for me.
What's that?
I have my friend here, Tycho. Likes to have a little bit of fun. Pitch your best fighter. If you think you can be able to beat him, I might be able to. I can definitely help you out. I can tell you exactly where you need to go, and what you need to be able to get yourself back home.
Okay.
She's wasting our time.
I know. I don't think we have time for this bullshit.
Yeah.
I bargain. You're wasting our time. I roll a 6 on the wild die and then a 5 with that reroll.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da. So that would be what? That's 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 on that bargain. You're wasting our time. My friends need to go home. It's past their curfew.
All right. Fine. I'll trust you, Alistair. And if you trust them, then I'll trust them too. Here's what I know. You know the company Metacortex?
Do I?
Basically, yeah. Out of game, you guys know that that's the place where Thomas Anderson worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
big office building downtown, the financial district.
Rumor has it they've been developing a little something. I can be able to take all you guys out. Because, you know, I hate you guys. I can't stand you human freed, no matter otherwise. You gum up the works. You're too inconsistent. You're unpredictable. But if you could be able to bring me back a copy of that code, whatever they're using so I can always sell it to the highest bidder. Then I might be. I'll give you anything you need to know to get yourself in the build.
It's up to you. You're the ones.
Said, it can't be. Can't hurt to check it out. I mean, this is where the one that had been employed. They might have something information there. Mm-hmm. They might be doing something. I say we take it.
I might finally be useful for something.
I'll go for it. Definitely.
Okay.
You have yourself a deal.
All righty. Well, Tycho will be able to see you out with with any information that you guys need. And I actually, now I want you guys, if you have, let's see what I need you have to do. Let's go with perception check.
Twelve.
15.
15, okay.
16.
16. Erica?
10.
Okay. Tycho takes you over to a computer terminal, and he shows you blueprints of the...
Oh, sorry, 14.
Of the Metacortex.
Such a cheater.
He basically allows... he gives you a floppy disk with the blueprints that you can be able to use for later, and it basically kind of gives you a whole layout of the building, including where the security offices are, where everything engineering, software development, everything that you need to know about that building.
I'll hang on to that.
Okay. All right. And then Tycho kind of just sees you out of downstairs,
And what do you guys do?
Let's regroup back at the apartment for a little bit. I want to, I at the very least want to pour over the data from, Rabbit disappearing again. I want to look over that code.
Okay.
Yeah, we should probably talk where people aren't going to be listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you guys leave the club. There's nothing really much.
Please gives me such a headache.
So nothing really happens as you guys make your way back to the apartment. All right, and what do you guys do?
I want to see if I can analyze or at least isolate the structure of the virus. I mean, I know I probably know where it is from my amazing role earlier in the game, but I want to see if I can identify the code segment in its entirety.
Okay. Roll computer operations.
That would be computer programming.
Sorry, poor computer programming.
While he's analyzing that virus and counting his dice up.
Six.
Ooh, six. I want to do, again, streetwise with the contacts.
Okay.
Again, hey, metacortex?
Metacortex.
A little ambiguous and vague on what they might be up to. I'd like to know a little bit more about this mysterious program division thing that they're doing.
Okay.
If there's word sure. on the street yeah, about yeah. what they've been developing.
Yeah.
29. I rolled on my analysis.
And sorry, what were you, analysis of the virus?
I'm trying to isolate the virus's code from, or at least the imprint that it created from the disappearance of Rabbit.
Okay. Well, you can definitely tell that it's Rabbit's mind is gone. Like, there's no way you can be able to retrieve.
Well, I'm actually more interested in the virus itself.
Just the virus itself. Okay. It embeds itself inside the mind, and it just kind of replicates itself.
Is this something that, given the code fragment that I have here, something that I might be able to create?
It's a little bit beyond your means.
Okay.
You could tell it's got some finesse to it, to the code. Something that's a little bit beyond. It's like looking at a board of equations that you can sort of understand, but only a genius mind would know.
Can I use some of the things I glean from looking at this to generate something similar but not as deadly, or something that uses the similar principles? I want to just figure out how this thing works so that hopefully we can figure.
Like, are we able to learn, I'm asking you, Radix, is this attached to individual hard lines? Is it spreading between hard lines? Is it something that is planted, or is it something that is spreading?
Yeah, like how do, can I figure out how it might replicate or how it might spread from what I saw?
In this early stages of the virus, it cannot replicate.
Okay.
It has to be implanted into the hard line itself.
So I communicate that directly, but likely, as this is something that has been deliberately planted on these hard lines, this is something that they're planning on distributing across all access points to the Matrix.
Yeah, which highly organized, planned out, engineered beyond our means.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like something an exile would be doing. They don't have that kind of organization necessarily. They all are in it for themselves. This is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the agent being there right when it happened.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a little suspicious of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm a little concerned that we don't have any more information to go on, so we kind of have no other choice, but I don't really think this Deanna character can really help us. What I want to try and do, and the reason I'm asking all these questions, A, is to figure out how it works, and B, I want to try and engineer something that I could use to implant into a program, an autonomous program, to affect them in a similar fashion.
Totally, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to at least spend a while trying to research and figure that out. Maybe if I don't know if I'll be able to create it right now with the knowledge I have, but that's your discretion.
Keeping notes.
At this point, you could be able to create a good working prototype.
All right, well, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a roll anyways.
Yeah. Not on me.
Okay.
While he's doing that, the streetwise roll was 24.
24, okay. So
on Metacortex's history. More. Holy shit.
What'd you roll?
Doesn't matter. He rolled another wild die six.
Oh, okay. Just, all right.
This fucking Radex, he's not the one, but he's the second.
He's the two.
Neo's got some competition.
27.
27. Okay, jeez. So you can definitely, have created a prototype.
I have no idea if it works.
You have no idea if it works, but if you can be able to get close enough to an autonomous program to be able to hack into their program, you can infect them. You don't know what damage it'll do, but you can tell it's going to do something.
And it's something that I would have to, I wouldn't be able to fashion into a bullet, would I? Because I can generate a program into...
Yeah, you can totally do that.
So I communicate to the guys that I don't know if this will work. We might have something, some insurance against agents if this does work.
So it's just a little red bullet.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Or a silver bullet. Let's just call it that.
Oh, hey. Look at you.
Yeah.
Being a writer-like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so you're streetwise. Yeah, so that.
He's prototyping, like, this death thing.
Yeah.
That is, like, I can just feel my skin crawling because he's programming something that's specifically designed to kill me. Metacortex, what are they up to? What's the word on the street?
You were able to get in touch with some of your contacts who either previously worked at Metacortex or are still there, and they're not willing to be identified because, you know.
Whistleblowers. I know all the whistleblowers.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know that there is a scientist who has been developing this virus deep within the sort of the secret. This is beyond the secret programs that they're creating. Like Metacortex is a good software company, but this is something they've been working on the side. Mm-hmm. You can tell you can't tell whether it's machine related or exile related. So that's the only thing you can't tell. But basically, there's a scientist that's been working on this, and it looks like that's beyond that. Okay. Is ready to be started.
It's definitely originated then. So this isn't just some program, but this whole problem is originated at Metacortex.
Yes.
So we're not just helping Diane now. Yeah. This is actually helping us. Mm-hmm. So it's all roads, all signs are pointing to this place.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I made it this far. I'll come with you, mm-hmm. but also, then you got to move out.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the blueprint floppy disk, would I be able to tell what kind of security systems they're using inside?
You can tell that there is a security office that's in the lobby. It is heavily guarded. Uh-huh. Not only just with a rotation of regular sort of baton for hire kind of security guards, but there's also there is a rotation of regular sort of like kind of SWAT. Members or SWAT team members that are on guard there at all times. You can tell that there is a bit of security on each floor, but you're not 100% sure what it is. You just know that there are security measures in place. You know that the blueprints of the building is that actually I have it here that I can tell you exactly what they are. all right, so the basement, there is a parking garage. In the lobby, like I said, there's a security office with SWAT guards. Floors 1 through 10 are just general offices. There is a security guard stationed at each floor. Floors 11 through 13 is engineering. So we're all basically the server racks. Everything is situated there. The floors 14 to 17, that's where all the software engineers are. And floors 18 to 20 are the executive offices. And then there is a roof that,
that is the roof.
Is the roof. There is an executive.
That is on fire. We don't need no water.
There is always an executive helicopter on this roof.
While this happens here, if we're going to be storming the barricades, I do have that false floorboard in the apartment.
Sure.
With those extra things I didn't bring with me to that house that we talked about earlier. Just among myself, because I didn't think I was going to be arming a bunch of resistance fighters that have access to everything. Mm. I do have a machine pistol, auto rifle, some frag grenades that I've got stowed away. But I mean, it's really, it was just for me. So it's not like one for each. Right. But if we want a little bit of heaven, a heavier weaponry, I do have that.
A little bit of heaven, eh?
A little bit.
Heavenly weaponry. Well, I actually call this my auto rifle Gabriel. to deliver
like
a message.
Deliver a message. Yeah, I like that. It sends a good message. All right, so Julian, how did you make out with your bullet there?
It looks like make I out fashioned with that it. Bullet. I rolled exceedingly well, so I'd roll a 29. So I'm
okay,
assuming
good.
It's fashioned. I won't be able to test it until we have a live subject, though. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So my next question going to you is:
hunting.
I'm not exactly used to kicking indoors, guns a-blazing like you folks. Mm-hmm. Do we want to infiltrate more obtusely, or dress up as delivery men and go in as couriers? Like, I don't know.
Do the blueprints or any of the information that Deanna gave us tell us where we'll find what we're looking for in the building?
You know that it's sort of within the software engineer floors that there's some that.
So floors 11 through 13.
Yeah, question.
Yeah.
If I were to use my radial sensibility, then would I be able to target exactly where we would find? Our information? I don't know
when,
how that...
When you're in the building, there's definitely a possibility
okay.
of that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I can definitely use that, and we can go in
it's kind of like
disguise.
An internal GPS tracker that you have.
Yeah,
is that what that is?
Yeah. I can see objects, I can see people.
Okay. Yeah. A little heads-up display for your brain.
Basically.
I'm just wondering, when do we want to go in here? Do we want to go when there's workers and we can move around like we're supposed to be there? Or do you want to sneak in at night and just deal with the security?
I can sneak. I'm very well versed in
security. Yeah, I think we might want to take this in at night because the security is going to be incredibly tight there, and I don't think they'd buy for a second that we are employees of the corporation. There's probably
ID
badges.
Buy me.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more respectable looking.
I mean, I could try hacking up, like, spoofing identity badges and things, but without a sample, I can't guarantee that it would actually work. I'd have to just work off of...
Good point. Not this isn't my normal purview. All right.
The other
so,
thing is that we probably have more success taking it from the roof down, going in from the roof as opposed to going in from the ground floor.
How do we get to the roof?
Do we know anyone with a helicopter?
I don't.
No, I don't think so.
I know this bartender at a club down there.
No. No more bartenders.
We could always try. Yeah, we could try. We can try going in through the front door. I just think it might be a bit of a firefight. Mm. Let's do it.
Isn't there like a supply closet? I don't know. Sewers? You guys want to go to the sewers?
Not really, no.
I once did a story on alligators in the sewer. Turns out there are actually our alligators in the sewer. Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, I mean, this is something that's not necessarily out of game, but it is something that you would know because obviously, like, Trinity and Neo had done something similar to this before. They have gone through a building.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Guns ablaze.
Just
guns
kill ablaze. A whole bunch of copper tops.
Yeah, and having
blow them all away.
Having done that, I think people might be a little bit more secure
about it.
Is there any underground access? Like, actually, the sewer idea isn't half bad.
There is a parking garage in the basement.
Well, then we just might as well be going in through the front, anyways. Mm. All right, well, let's go in through this. Let's go check it out. Let's go scope out the building first before we do anything. Let's see what we have to deal with.
Let me search. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that. Let's search around for security. First of all, let's get there. Hopefully we get there uneventfully.
All right. We're off to the wonderful city of Oz.
All right. So you guys are good? You guys are loaded up?
What time of day is it?
It's close to midnight.
Okay, good.
Okay, perfect.
So you guys loading up anything or you just, what are you doing? You're just scoping it out?
I'm taking my weaponry. I'm keeping my bullet handy, and I think we should just do a search around the building and see what we find.
We can put like stuff like my auto rifle, machine pistols, and frag grenades in the trunk of the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and keep it just across the street, so we don't have to come back to the apartment. I can load up the car, and then we can stake out the place. You know, I'm Alistair Astaire. I can show up to do a story. So we can, I can always just walk in through the front door during the day and ask around. But I mean, then I'll be on my own. I don't really feel like doing that right now.
Yeah,
so the
I
mean, that's what we'll do. I mean, that way we don't have to come back to the apartment to get all the armor.
Sure.
So right. I'm gonna just do an investigate and see what I find around the building. Like, I want to check for security, check for any of that.
Yeah, I'd like actually, to. I'd like to do a search.
I'm actually using my security skill because I would know better about security in that regard.
Okay. All right. Do your search now.
10, 7, 15, 18, 22.
Okay. And Eric?
I got a 7 in my search.
Okay. So
dang.
You can't really find out anything.
12 to search for me.
12 to search for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are at the building, or are you guys just...
I'm searching around the perimeter. I'm specifically looking entirely at security systems. That's what I'm doing.
As am I, actually.
Okay. You can tell
I'm looking for guards, because I didn't think any better. And I rolled a 1 on the wild. One on the wild die! But it's okay. It was fine.
Okay.
But I have to get rid of the 6. So I don't really help you guys at all, because I only rolled a 8.
Yes.
And, okay.
Guys,
all right.
There it is. There's the building.
There's the building, guys. So,
look, there's a cloud behind it. Oh, it looks like a bunny.
Yeah. Cassie, you basically know where the main security office is, and that's right. Just in the lobby. Sadly, that's all you really know. You know mm-hmm. that pretty much the majority of the security is done through there. And also like engineering as well. There's a security office there, but that's about it. Julian, on the other hand, you know that there is each floor or each elevator, mind you, there is security measures on each on the elevators. That's all you know. There are security measures on the elevators, but can be disabled at the security office.
All right. So I communicate that to the team that we will likely have to go in and take out the security office without raising too many alarms. However, we might do that because the elevators can be locked down more than likely. So
right.
They'll either be gassed or locked down or something. They've got some security measure inside of them.
Does right. anyone else have proficiency in security?
I think I'm the only one.
I took it.
Oh, did you? I've got strong technical as well. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, I'm able to help you then.
Yeah, I mean, I have computer operations or repair and an all right technical, but nothing directly in security. I guess
maybe here.
I guess we should remember to bring our guns.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what are you guys gonna do? Are you guys gonna head straight to the front door?
Yep.
Or are you guys all going in as a group? Or are we like, what are you doing?
Strength in numbers.
Yeah.
Scare the pants out of them. Happened once, and there was only 2 of them.
Okay. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. So rather than these guys are presumably gonna go back to the car to fetch the heavy artillery.
Uh-huh.
Rather than break down the front door, I'm going to see if I can unlock the front door using my computer and security skills.
Right.
Okay. All right. But before you do that, we're going to have to see how that happens next time, as this episode is coming to an end of the Matrix deletion. Yes, you'll have to find out next time. Does the crew of the Athens actually be able to... Hey, you know what? Let's pull up this. Were they able to make their way through Metacortex? Are they able to find out what that or can they capture that program? Can they delete it? Can they find what does the scientist have to do? Will they be attacked by agents again?
Yeah, they will be. More than likely.
Yeah,
killed by agents.
You never know.
Hello, Mr. Sailor.
We missed you. Anyway, so that is it for These Warriors Are Terrible. I am your Game Master, Steve Snowball Sailor, and I'm joined with...
Mr. Ecock.
Julian, I swear I'm not Cypher Spillane.
Oh, boy. Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo.
And Cassie Casabella Chu Chu.
All right, and just to let you know again, this episode is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com and NobleKnight.com, where you can be able to get all your RPG playing game needs. I said that wrong. Anyway, so that's it for These Warriors Terrible. We'll see you guys next week. As always, I remain obediently yours, and these warriors are terrible.
No, we're not.
I rolled lots of 6s.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warrior succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!